I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's Gen Z protests lead chaos in the capital, yet ministries see hope for revival. And in Iran, believers face war and fear, but satellite broadcasts carry truth into homes, even through resistance. We'll unpack that story for you in just a moment. We'll begin today in Nepal, where Gen Z protests on Monday and Tuesday left many government buildings in the capital in shambles. The military enforced a curfew on Wednesday, restoring some order. Some Gen Z groups claim the demonstrations were meant to be nonviolent, but that opportunists hijacked them. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World.
There have been protests in some of the farther-flung areas, major towns and cities all across the country. So it's definitely a nation in flames right now.
Conversations between military officials and young protest leaders have begun.
These are the youth of the country that are, you know, struggling, trying to figure out how far can they go with education, what kind of job will they have. And they're seeing the resources of the country being eaten up by a corrupt government.
Bibles for the World is looking for ways to renew its gospel work in Nepal. In the past, it's provided millions of scripture resources for people there.
Even under the current laws and under the current regime, how can we continue to equip the body of Christ with God's word?
Please pray that Nepal's young generation today will discover the true life that God offers.
Pray that this political crisis that's going on will bring spiritual unity among the believers in Nepal.
Next, according to a recent United Nations report, kids now make up about half of the membership of Haitian gangs, being used as couriers, lookouts, porters, as well as being exploited for domestic labor and even forced into combat roles. Greg Yoder at Christian World Outreach says he's not surprised.
I can see where if a gang is willing to help take care of children, maybe even giving them food, that would be a draw for them to join a gang. And I don't think of young children. I think of young teenage boys, especially, that I know in Port-au-Prince that I've got a concern about, just because that could be a draw, being able to help themselves or help their families.
Amidst the unrest and economic insecurity, CWO works with in-country leadership and staff to understand and address the physical, emotional, spiritual, and educational needs of Haitians. Their main purpose is reaching families with the gospel.
In Port-au-Prince and other places, we're seeing ministry go on with our churches and the Feminine Training Center and the feeding program.
Yoder's asking you to join him in praying for God's intervention and for the safety of their staff.
And if they want to give, it'd be great to have new donors join in and support the ministry as we continue on.
And walking through life's uncertainties can be blinding, especially when the channel of truth is blocked. Christians in Iran wrestle with questions about war, freedom, daily survival, and the future. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says the program War or Peace, Win or Lose has already released episodes tackling these concerns.
So a lot of practical advice, a lot of prayer, a lot of biblical teaching to strengthen, encourage, and resource the church.
The Iranians are watching this show safely through satellite TV at home.
But no one can stop what is being broadcast on satellite TV, and no one can see what people are watching, and millions can benefit from these programs.
The team tells us that shortly after an episode addressing the curse on Israel was aired, an Iranian cleric went public to speak on the concept of cursing Israel. He even taught listeners how to do so. It showed the government watches. But there is a silver lining.
But let's pray, because they are watching. They are hearing the gospel. They are hearing truth.
Yet a spiritual veil blinds them.
Let's pray that this veil will be lifted, that they will be able to see the truth and respond to it, and pray for their salvation.
Gospel media is vital for the heart of the Iranian church. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Transworld Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy for free. Just click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.